welcome to my show, You're in the Thoughts. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next hour. I'll be doing nonstop call-in psychic readings for our listening audience. The number in the U.S. is toll-free. Anywhere in the U.S., toll-free. I'll give you the number, 1-877-876-5227. And anywhere else in the world, you can call direct at 1-530-876-3222. Now, I'm here twice a week, Sundays and Wednesdays, midnight Eastern Standard Time. And if you're a regular listener, you already know the phone numbers. They're all over my website, my Yahoo group, and also here at the BBS radio station. So you can check any of the links, and the number will be there. Okay, I believe we have a call, so I'll go right into the first call and keep it going.
Hello?
Hi, caller.
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
I'm doing good.
Good. Where are you calling from?
My name is Paula, and I'm calling from Minnesota.
Good. Welcome to the show, Paula.
Thank you.
Are you a regular listener? Or?
I try to.
Yeah, good.
If I can stay up this late.
I hear you. Well, I think somewhere in the future I'll have a day show here at BBS. So
that'd be great.
Yep, I'm looking at maybe 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, and everybody in my world is looking for it too. So it's going to be coming. Just hang on. Tell your friends. Keep listening. All right, Paula. I don't know if you heard me read before in chat or on radio, but I'm just going to relay what I'm hearing or feeling for you. So.
Okay.
I'm getting some type of upset for some reason when I connected to you. I don't know if this was with family or friends or maybe even job or relationship. But let me just keep...
I got to turn my volume up here. It's hard to hear you.
Okay, how's that? Is that better?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. A little better?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I was getting some type of an upset in your life somewhere. I don't know if it's job, relationship, or with family. But I'm going with finances, too. I don't know. Did something just happen at work? Or
with my husband's job.
Oh, with your husband's job. Very good, because I pick up on people that are around you. Anything that you come get exposed to emotionally, I will pick up on, so, and your hubby is part of that.
Sure.
Okay, did he lose it or have problems or a reduction or some type of...
Well,
or is he worried about
he's in another, he's in Wisconsin, and he's looking for a job back here.
Okay.
We are supposed to be moving, but the house is not selling, and so,
Okay.
We're kind of in limbo right now.
You know, I'm willing to bet by the end of, let's say the middle of July, because I'm getting both things right off the bat. As soon as you said that, I was feeling and hearing that, there was going to be a lot of activity with a home. Now, is there something that needs to be fixed or corrected that would make it easier to sell or a better way of handling it, maybe? Stay open to these things.
Okay.
Okay. And it might even be the way you're marketing it or who's handling it, so you want to kind of stay alert in those areas. Now, do you want to go to him, or he wants to go to you, or it don't matter?
You know, we're being pulled in both directions. We're being pulled there because there's family, and we're being pulled back here because we really like it here. So it's kind of a situation where we're kind of being pulled in both directions.
Yeah, and that's what I'm feeling. That's why I asked that. I was a little confused. And it was an unusual question, which way are you going, his way or your way? And there was a reason for it.
Whatever ends up best financially for us, I think, is what it'll end up being.
Okay. Now, for some reason, I feel like I'm making my place bigger or improving it somehow. So I'm leaning towards possibly him coming to you. And now, the place you're selling is the one you're in now? Or
correct.
Or only if you move, you want to sell it, right?
Right.
Okay. I feel like maybe is there a chance you're going to stay and make it bigger or better? And would you be happy? Because
it would, you know, we'd be happy if we stayed here.
Yeah.
He's interviewing and applying for some jobs back over here.
Okay, so there's a chance of an increase of finances in your area now for him to come to you?
That would be good, yeah.
Okay, is there something going on now? Did you just tell me there was, or was that my head?
He had a telephone interview, and that company is interested in him, so he's going to continue to pursue a job back here in Minnesota.
Which would bring him to you?
Correct.
Okay, so that's what I'm feeling. I feel it basically going that way. I'm going to lean in that direction with this. I feel like that he is going to not only get work real quick, but he's going to be... He must have talent with this type of stuff. Communications, phones, is he into that?
Is he into what?
Was he ever trained or skilled in a certain... I don't know what I want to say. It's hard to describe. Almost like he has a certain type of training or a skill that he is going to be using.
Well, I think he's very good with people. He's in human resources.
Okay.
And he...
Why do I keep hearing phone company? Phones or phone... Does that mean anything to you?
No.
Huh.
He's interviewing with a bank.
I don't know why I was hearing that. And he'll be working, he'll be interviewing for the bank.
He would be in human resources.
Yeah. And I believe by the middle of, when is that interview? Soon?
Next week, hopefully.
Next week, okay. Because I feel like all this taking place within the next 30 days anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I am leaning towards him coming to you, and I'm feeling real good about this interview. I'm hearing cashing in, and it's going to be soon, and there'll be an increase in finances. And it's definitely connected to the work world.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to do well with it. He'll handle it well, and he'll enjoy it.
Well, that's
now,
good then.
I keep feeling like there was something backfired or went wrong that's led to this, or some other plans were maybe shot down or didn't go right. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, well, we actually had an offer on a house in Wisconsin, and it fell through.
Okay.
Because we haven't sold our house here.
Okay.
So that kind of fell through, and then we are working with a builder, and we kind of like this other lot, but we can't do anything until the house would sell here.
Right.
And so we just, you know, we kind of
just
decided that it wasn't worth it for us to get into a situation where there's two houses.
I think it's going to turn into a blessing. I'm hearing a blessing. I'm hearing a change in plans, an unexpected change in plans, turning into a blessing. And I am leaning towards him getting work and starting soon, probably within 2 weeks, and that falls in line with that interview, too. So let's see what happens. And if it goes in that direction, don't fight it. I would run with it. Let him go to the interview. But I believe if you stay in the place where you are, you're going to do something to it.
Oh yeah, we have lots of plans of what we'd like to do.
Yeah, I feel you probably staying there and doing a lot of things that you wanted to do to it, and also increasing its value at the same time. So I think you got a lot of blessings out of this change in plans here. Okay, Paula?
All right, sounds great.
Good luck with everything, and I hope I'm correct.
Thanks, Michael. I'll let you know.
I have been wrong, not often, but I have been wrong.
I'll let you know.
All right, good luck with everything. Take care.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Tell your friends about us.
I will. Good night.
Good night. Okay, everyone, if you'd like to call in for a reading, it's toll-free in the U.S., 1-877-876-5227. That's toll-free in the U.S. If it's busy, just let it keep ringing. There's a lot of calls.
We have a caller.
Okay, Don. Anywhere else in the world, internationally? 1-5-3.
I'm online.
Thanks,
Michael.
I'll let you know.
876-3222.
I'll let you know.
That's direct. Hi, caller.
Thanks.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, is this Michael?
Yes, this is Michael. How are you doing? What's your name?
My name is John.
John.
John, and I have a couple questions. Can I ask you?
Where are you calling from, John?
Tennessee.
Tennessee?
Yes, sir. What my question is there's this girl that, ex-girlfriend that I love very much, and I love her children, and she's been talking about us moving in together. Do you ever see me and her together again, as in like dating, and what do you see financially and in relationships, and will I continue to lose weight?
Oh, man. John, that's a whole entire life reading.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let me tell you what I'm feeling, and we'll get something out of that. How's that sound? All right?
Okay, yeah, sure.
I'm glad you called, John. You got a lot going on there. Let me see if I can...
But her name's Shanna.
Help you somehow. Well, I feel work and money being good for you, being good to you.
Right.
Okay, if you're looking for work, it's going to come to you. And if you're already working, I would even lean towards a raise or a promotion or something good going on, some overtime, something extra, so... I feel very busy in the money, the work world. I feel positive. So financially,
okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Financially, I'm feeling good for you, John.
Good.
Okay, and I feel you being very busy, or people in your life being very busy, working and
right
and increasing finances. So, and I also feel that things in the workplace getting better.
Uh-huh.
Maybe somebody's having an issue in the workplace with coworkers. Maybe it's, I don't know if it's you or one of your friends, somebody close to you. But I feel like if there is some issues with coworkers, that should get better also or improve.
Okay.
All right. And I feel a supervisor or an employer standing by me, connected to me somehow, taking my side or in support of me. So if there's any issues with employers or supervisors, I feel like they should be positive also between now and the next 30 days.
Okay, I'm sorry. I can understand. You didn't really speak loud. I'm sorry.
What's that, John?
Oh, is there any way you can speak loud? I couldn't understand what you were saying right then.
I couldn't understand you. Go a little slower.
Oh, is there any way you can speak louder? I couldn't understand what you were saying.
Oh, you couldn't understand what I was saying.
Right, I'm sorry.
Okay. Throughout the whole entire reading?
I understood that, but the last part you were saying about something.
Okay. That's okay. You didn't miss much then. It was only a few seconds, maybe.
Do you see anything going anywhere with Shannon? Do you see us moving in together as ever dating?
Do you have your internet on, or are you on a cell phone? Or?
I'm on a cell phone.
Okay. You don't have a regular phone, huh?
My dad's on my regular phone.
Okay. I'll just remind the rest of the audience, if you do call, when you call, try to use a phone that's wired into the wall and try not to be at the site, I guess. You can walk away from the computer or turn it off for a second.
Okay.
Because it interferes. I can hear you, but I can barely hear jumbled a little. I think it's because it's a cell phone. But listen, work, finances, all going well. Looking mm-hmm. good for you and probably anybody in your immediate realm is having problems or hoping for something good in finances and work. Now, you know, it's almost like somebody's looking for work or just started a new job. Does that make sense to you, John?
No, I just started working out. I've been eating real strict and working out. I'm losing weight.
No, this is finances. Is anybody looking for work then, or need a job? Or?
Well, I need a job, but it's hard to find a job in the city I live in.
Okay, so you're unemployed and you're looking for work then?
Well, it's all Social Security.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay. And I'm also feeling some type of training or education. I don't know if you thought about it or need to or it's becoming an issue, going to school or trade school or something like that.
Okay.
You may encounter this or think about it or feel like you're being pulled to it.
Okay.
Or something you might want to consider, some type of training or schooling.
About training or school.
Vocational or educational.
Right.
I feel like I'm learning something or I'm interested in, I'm thinking about training for something, so, or education.
Right.
And I do feel that there will be something on the side for you financially, so keep your eyes and ears open for a little bit of an opportunity.
Okay. Well, I gamble a lot.
Well, I feel your finance is increasing and getting better, and I feel like it's through opportunity and offers, so
Okay.
Stay on top of that.
Do you see me moving, or do you see anything happening with Shannon?
Losing what?
She's been wanting me to move in with her, us get a place together. Do you see that, or do you see me being with her in a relationship again? Because we've even talked about marriage, but she won't give me, she'll give all the other guys a chance, but she won't give me a chance.
Well, to be honest with you, I mean, are you engaged to her now or with her
now? No, just friends.
Okay, because that's what I'm feeling. I'm not feeling any romantic energies right now. I'm not ruling it out. But for the next 30 days, I feel kind of cool.
Kind of what?
On the cool side, relationship-wise. Not much going on.
Not much going on.
Not very deep or very active. But that doesn't mean it's not going to start. I'm just saying within the next 30 days.
Right.
I feel things being more financial, a lot of activity, creating, getting things done.
Right. Well, right now my goal is focusing on losing weight.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Taking care of yourself, right?
Right, of course.
Yeah, that's good. And I'm feeling all positive for that. You're doing great with it. That's going to continue, and you're physically and mentally and emotionally, you feel motivated and inspired, and you got that going on for you.
Right. I keep thinking if I lose weight and get myself into shape, that may change.
Well, it doesn't hurt to lose weight, you know. I think pretty much everybody needs to lose a little weight today, but it doesn't hurt. I mean, if you need to and you can do it, it's great. And you're doing great at it, and it's going to continue.
Right.
But between now and, I'd say, the middle of July, end of July, I feel as though things are going to stay pretty much the same.
Pretty much the same.
Pretty much the same. Maybe a little more on the work side, the money side. Creating. I feel like I'm involved in a few things. I don't know.
Yeah, I got court coming up with her on the 20th, but we made up, and I got court coming up on the August 26th, too.
Oh, good. Good. I'm feeling good with this. Is there money involved with that?
No, it's court. She got a aggravated assault charge on me that me and her made up, and then I got stopped one time and I falsely accused DUI because I'm prescribed Xanax, 3 a day,
yeah.
And I told the officer I took 3, and he gave me a DUI, and I got to go to court August 26th on that.
I see, okay. Now I know why I was being shown money. You know, I'm going to lean towards things not going too bad for you.
Not going too bad?
Yeah, I think you do okay.
Do okay?
Yeah,
that'd be great. Great, great.
I think you do okay. I mean, it's going to cost you, though. I for some reason, I feel like I'm... It's costing me a little bit, but I'm doing a heck of a lot better than I thought I would.
Right.
And pretty much, basically, that takes care of the next 30 days for me.
Does it? Okay,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
Great. You don't seem to be moving out in the pension, though. Moving.
Not at this time. I can feel you someday being in the country because I feel like I'm. They're showing me a picture of a. It looks like a house in the country, a farm or a ranch, this type of a thing. And I feel like you would do well living in the country. But between, I usually do a 30-day reading on the radio or in chat. I try to give you something that might help you.
Okay. Well, I'll give you a call next week because anything can change, right?
Anything can change in a reading. And any reading you receive can be changed by so many different things.
Perfect.
And I'm just relaying feelings and hearing things, and I'm interpreting the best I can that may connect with something in your life. So... I feel if I go into the middle of July, end of July, you're basically taking care of business, staying active, and not doing too bad with the court thing.
Not doing too bad.
Yeah.
That'll be a great thing.
I think you wind up doing a little bit better than you thought you would.
That'd be
great. There's a lot of things there for you. A lot of people standing by you and supporting you.
Right. Yeah, there is. And you can see me and her continuing to be friends, huh?
Basically, yeah, I don't really see anything in the relationship department until at least the middle of July, anyway.
Relationship possibly the middle of July?
Yeah, I don't want to go past the middle of July, and up until then, things are pretty much just taking care of business with you in a positive way.
Okay. All right? Okay, I appreciate the reading. Thank you very much.
Good luck with everything.
All right, thank you.
Good luck and take care.
All right, you too.
Tell your friends about us.
Oh, I will.
Okay, buddy.
Okay.
Good night. Blessings.
Good night. God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay. If you like what you're hearing, folks, you can always, and if you like to get me in private, contact me in private. Just email me. goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. And I will be doing chat room shows for the next 2 days. And if you're a group member, you'll get an email telling you where, when, what time, and how to get to me. So everybody's invited to join my Yahoo group just so you can find out where I am and what I'm doing. So, and I've probably got a caller. Don, if I got a caller, just jump in anytime you want, or I'll just keep on talking. And let's see what else I want to tell the folks about. I'm here twice a week. Sundays and Wednesdays, I let Thursdays go. I felt it would be best for everybody, and include myself. So it's going to be Sunday night and Wednesday night, midnight Eastern Standard Time. And like I was saying earlier, we're probably going to do a daytime show for all you folks that are Eastern Standard Time and would like to catch me during the day instead of waiting up until midnight. So we got that to look forward to. And let's see, what else? I got so much on my mind. I miss you. I haven't been here in, 3 weeks, it feels like. And I still get nervous when I do this. But I did miss you. I had a lot going on. I had a bad cold and few clams.
Yes, Michael, I believe we have a caller on the air. I think they're waiting for us. Cool.
Okay, folks, and if you do want to call, it's toll-free U.S. 1-877-876-5227. I believe we got a caller. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Hello. My name's Michelle, and I'm from North Carolina.
Michelle in North Carolina.
Yep.
I love that accent. North Carolina. Regular listener?
Yep.
Yeah.
As much as possible.
Good. Tell your friends about us.
Well, we sure do.
How do I sound out there on Radio Land? Is it good to listen to?
Yep. There's not a lot around here, so I enjoy it at nighttime.
Good. I appreciate that, Michelle. Okay. Let's see what we got for you. I'm feeling very spiritual for some reason. I'm feeling...
I've been praying a lot, sorry.
I'm feeling this, and they pulled me right to your spiritual nature. Like it's been an issue or noticeable and increasing, and there's a reason why I wanted to go there. I feel like I'm almost looking for answers pertaining to relationship and friendships and...
Oh my gosh, yes, relationship.
Yeah. I feel like there's maybe a strange feeling. There's just like a few people bickering.
Yeah,
And I feel like one...
Hearsay, and you don't know what the truth is.
Yeah. But it's not just two people, there's another one or... Two other people?
Well, it's like some people work together and then my fiance works with them and they say he done this and he says he didn't do that. You know, it goes that way and it's caused problems.
Okay. I feel the troublemakers will probably go away for some reason. And one person will become mighty again or get back his energy.
Okay.
It's almost, was there maybe a couple of people against? Did you say your hubby had something going on? Or?
He's my fiance. We've been together 6 years, so.
You did mention him.
He's been working out of town to do with the cleanup in Louisiana, and we have friends that work there, too. And it's like they were telling me one thing, and then I just couldn't believe it was true, you know, and so it caused some problems. And he says it's not true, so, you know, I just don't know.
Yep. Ain't that something? How accurate I am?
Yep. That's weird.
And I went right to it.
Yep.
I went right to it. This is long distance over a phone.
All the way to North Carolina.
Yep. And I knew there was other people. There were more people involved. It could have been 90% chance a cold reader would have said, oh, it's between a man and a woman.
Yep.
I knew right away there was at least probably four people involved.
Yep.
And I see two going away, so I feel the troublemakers kind of like either losing or being embarrassed or just getting tired or for some reason dying down a little bit.
Okay.
And I do feel your man becoming strong and victorious, so I feel that it blows over in your favor.
Okay.
And you are, there's something spiritual about you. I don't know if you feel it or not, I don't know it, but your prayers or your energy or your dreams.
I have a lot of all of those things. Both of my parents passed away, so I call for answers all the time from them, too.
Do you have a friend that's spiritual-minded? Or
Yes, I do, and I went and seen her yesterday.
Hmm.
A very close friend. She was like a grandma to me.
Wow.
That's weird. And I hadn't seen her in a while.
And
but I
just
needed somebody to talk to her, so I went down there.
That was yesterday.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. You know, some of my closest people would say to me, it's almost like you've got a camera in my house. Stop it.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now,
there's not too many people like that. I mean, she's like that, and then I talk to you, and you remind me so much like that. I mean, I just can't believe it.
Wow, good. That's good. I love doing it. You know, all the way home, I say to myself, I begin preparing like an hour before the show. Anytime I do a reading.
Right.
And it's like it's a walking preparation, and I'm already connected, and I'm slowly bringing myself down and getting myself where I want to be.
Right.
And I love doing it, and part of it is just asking the universe and the higher power to allow me to help whoever I'm pulled to. And that's a big part of it.
You're
good.
Yeah,
and if that's the goal and the focus, it flows. It flows right through you.
Right. So you see everything pretty much picking up to get better between us, because he's supposed to be home Saturday, and
yes.
He's been gone 2 weeks.
And yes, I do. And use your spiritual abilities. Your prayers are being heard.
Okay.
Your friend came back on the scene yesterday for a reason.
You may
see more of her, and you can rely on her for advice.
She's like 89 years old.
Oh, wow.
I don't see her that often. She's really old, but she's spidier than me.
Yeah.
She's really spidey,
very
but
intuitive.
I know she'll tell me the truth. That's why I went down there.
Yeah. Plus, she's very intuitive.
Oh, yeah. She doesn't charge or anything like that. She's just a natural editor.
Yeah,
I mean,
she's just
a God gift, you know. That's the way it was with her.
Yeah. Nice. But you can rely on her. She will be advising you, and you're going to kind of like cling to her in a way.
Yeah, she's like grandma to me, and I don't have any family left. So.
That's good. She loves you.
Yeah, I love her too.
And there's a spiritual connection, a past life
right.
connection.
Yeah, my mom and her were best friends.
Ah, okay, good. Your mom is making sure... Believe me, she's in your life. Believe me, it was all past life. Her,
yeah.
Her, your mom, and you, the whole thing.
Right.
And it'll be good for you, and she'll be there for you, and cling to it. And for some reason, I'm feeling the next 30 days between you and her being important.
Well, I have a dance studio, and you know, I have cardio teams, and she told me she was going to come to our show July the 8th, and watch us. I think she is going to be around pretty close for a while now.
See? And she will be. And you're going to enjoy it because you're going to get a lot of wisdom. I feel like her kickstarting something in you. Almost like... it's almost
well,
like she rubs
she
off
loves,
your spirit.
Yeah, she loves the clogging anyway. She says she can't do it, but she loves it. So she's trying to push it, you know, even more. So
you're both helping each other then?
Kind of, yeah, mentally, yeah.
Let's see. But I want you, your man, to be alert for a jealousy and spiteful behavior. Don't let your guard down.
Yep.
Now, I said if I feel like him becoming empowered again, and maybe the troublemakers... dying off or going away or slowing down or growing.
Right.
But that doesn't mean you're going to be 100%, you know what I mean, clear?
Right, right.
So you want to always, at least until the end of July, stay on guard for some jealousies. And maybe
okay.
Somebody being a little spiteful because they're jealous, all right?
Okay.
And also for the both of you, especially for him, if there is another flare-up at all, between now and the end of July, do not get involved at all with it. In
okay.
other words, you can tell when somebody wants to bicker with you.
They just like to start up stuff, and you don't know what's true and what's not.
Yeah, well, but you can tell when it's directed for conflict.
Yeah, I can tell because
you know you can feel it, and when
yeah, they're kind of like that.
Pull back your powers, you and your man friend.
Right.
Do not entertain it or engage in it at all, and it'll
okay.
make it even weaker and less of what it is.
In other words, let it go in one ear and out the other.
Exactly. And it's very important. Listen to me. It's very, very important that you do this between now
okay.
and the end of July.
Okay.
Because if you don't, you're going to wind up with another mess on your hands.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Remember me telling you that.
Okay. All right.
That doesn't mean don't defend yourself or, you know, you use common
right.
sense, but you can tell when somebody's just being spiteful and they want you to fight back. And
right.
when you encounter that, you go the other direction. Don't play the
right.
way with it.
So you think that me and him will last, though, or?
I'd rather talk to you again at the middle of July.
Okay.
I don't see it ending, but I see a lot of issues.
Right.
And I feel like he has to go somewhere. Does he travel or drive?
Oh, my gosh. With his job, they've been taking him to Louisiana to clean up for the trees and stuff down there 14 days at a time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's been, not that he wants to go down there, it's just his job. He's either go or not have a job, you know.
Okay, I feel like that might happen again, so we're coming up soon.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
In the middle of July, or I feel like it's going to be an issue between now and the next 30 days, so I feel like that's interfering too a little bit.
Yeah, well, he said if they did, he's possibly thinking about quitting and just looking for a different job, because it has caused a lot of trouble.
Yes, I'm feeling that. That's where a lot of the problems are coming from.
Right, because her husband works for them, too, and then they have problems, so she don't want us to be happy.
Right, right. But, well, between now and then, I do feel things getting better.
Okay.
The troublemaker's growing less in significance. Him becoming more empowered. A special bond between you and your lady friend there. And pay attention to your dreams and your intuition, because I feel like you're also, I believe, you're for the rest of your life, you're going to slowly unfold spiritually.
Yeah. Well, she told me that she felt like I was psychic when I was very young, but I didn't ever, you know, do anything to make it more. In other words, I didn't study on it or nothing. I just see things sometimes and...
Yeah.
Before it happens and stuff, but I don't really study on it or anything. I don't have time.
Yeah, I hear you. And that's okay. That's okay. I mean, you're going to, you'll get information in dreams and your
right.
intuition. You can rely on your intuition.
Okay.
Especially between
okay.
now and the end of July. So, and I feel okay. like you're always going to, especially your prayers.
Okay.
When you pray, it's
right.
definitely being felt and heard. It was the first thing I heard when I connected to you, that your prayers are special and that they're being heard.
Yeah, I do pray a lot.
Yeah, I feel like it means a lot to you, your prayers, and you really do pray. A lot of people say, oh, I'll pray for you, but they don't really pray, you know what I mean? But
right.
I feel like you're one of those people that really does pray.
Right.
So, all right. Other than that, everything looks good for you, Michelle.
Okay, well, I appreciate that, Mike.
What's that?
I appreciate everything you said.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
And tell your friends about us.
I sure will.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, everybody. I talk so much, I had a tickle in my throat there. If you're just listening, I'm Michael Goger, and this is my show, Your Inner Thoughts, and I do nonstop psychic readings. Call-in psychic readings. Nonstop. If you'd like to call and you don't know the number, probably everybody listening already knows the number, but I'll say it anyway just in case. Toll-free in the U.S., 1-877-876-5227. And anywhere else in the world, you can call direct, 1-530-876-3222. And if you'd like to contact me in private, my email is goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. And I will reply. I answer all my emails. Is there a caller?
Yes, there is.
Okay, hi, how you doing?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you.
I didn't know you were there.
Sorry.
That's okay. Well, what's your first name?
Amy.
What'd you say?
Amy.
Oh, Amy.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you calling from?
Pittsburgh.
Okay. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, thanks. And you?
You ain't fooling me this time, Run.
Okay.
This is the Run, right?
Yes, it is.
All right. How you doing, girl?
I'm doing all right.
I'm glad you got through.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Let's see. By the way, I'll just tell everybody that's listening. I named it a Run. Her name is Amy. Amy Charlton.
Charlton.
Charlton from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. She was at my side for 8 years, actually. Right, Brent? Was it 8 years?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Actually, 10. But I fired you probably 40 times, so.
At least.
Is it up to 40 times now?
I thought it was closer to 50.
Oh, boy. I'm a lousy boss. I am a lousy boss, but you know I love you.
No, I love you too.
All right. In a lot of ways, I got to tell the audience, in a lot of ways, you are responsible for me doing what I'm doing.
You can't say that. It's all you. I just kicked your rear end into doing it.
But you remember the nights, 2-3 in the morning, plans, practicing,
yeah,
this and that. She, Amy basically acted as my assistant or my secretary or my group moderator. We had 8 groups.
And, his whipping boy.
Some of them as big as 950 members in the last 10 years. So we've been through a lot together. And she's
sure
been,
have.
She's been very, very close to me and a big part of what I'm doing and how I'm doing it and why I'm doing it. So it's a thrill to have you call tonight, Amy.
Well, it took me a little while to get through, and the little one had a late nap, so she's wide awake.
Okay. All right. Amy's taken. Amy's just had a newborn, and she's taking a little breather from the net.
She's over a year old now.
3 year old, but I mean, you know, the kids did slow us down a little. You know that. And when you come back on, you we'll get to work together a little again.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
All right, girl. All right, let's see what we got for you, and I'll let you go.
All right.
All right. Things are going to get better. I'm hearing right off the top of my head, tell her things are getting better. So, let's see.
That's definitely a good thing. Things need to start looking up.
Yeah, you're going to have faith, though, Run.
No, I do.
A lot of it is going to be belief and faith and what you want, what it is you want in life, and the way you'd want it to go.
Now, that's what we're working on.
Yeah, I know where you are. You're doing okay.
Trying to.
Now, let's see. Relationship, turnaround relationship, I feel like there'll be things improving there.
Oh, good.
Okay. Now, I feel... I tell you, it's almost like everything suddenly starts getting better.
Well, that's like, always a good thing.
Yeah, almost like you got the magic touch now.
Let's hope.
it's like I know how things are going now for you, and I feel like a total turnaround, flip around for you.
Good.
So, and I'm feeling like I've been through a lot. I mean, I feel like I had my hands full, and mentally, emotionally, I've been through a lot, and it's been rough, and then all of a sudden, it's like a cool breeze going through, and things start feeling better and getting stronger for me.
Good.
Health issues, any health issues between now and the end of July should go well, if anybody becomes ill.
Oh, let's hope. We have a scare with my brother right now.
Something with your brother?
Yeah. They found a shadow on his kidney, and they think it may be cancer.
Okay. I'm feeling good about it. Is he having testing coming up? And
Yeah.
Okay. For some reason, I want to feel good about it. I'm hearing wonderful. Let's hope and pray.
I've been praying.
Okay, and financially, I feel things improving too. If somebody's looking for work, may find work or start working or increase financially. So
that's definitely a priority right now.
Yep. And I'm also feeling being appreciated. I'm hearing tell her she'll be appreciated. I feel like it goes out to relationships. So
good. It seems like a housewife's work is underpaid and underappreciated. So.
Yeah. And I feel like that you, for some reason, I want to say I start getting appreciated more. Somebody notices it. You know what I mean? And definitely with the job, and I feel like it's also one of the ingredients that lead to things getting better, an increase in finances of somebody getting a job or doing something.
Yeah, we're also expecting a nice sum of money coming, hopefully within the next week.
Good. And I can feel that.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be an increase. It's just waiting on the paperwork and all that.
But not only that, a job, too, I do believe.
Good.
I do believe. And I believe it's going to be a help, too.
Definitely.
And there is a celebration or a party coming up or an event that you're probably
going to... That should be in October.
I think there'll be another one.
September, I have my boys' birthday.
Within the next 30 days is a joyful event.
Oh. We're planning on taking the kids on vacation.
By the end of July. Okay. I feel
that could be it.
When is it?
Once the money comes in and we get situated, I'm taking the kids to Hershey Park.
Oh, okay. I feel something by the end of July, though.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, okay. And it being fun and wonderful and having that. And then something with training or education or studying something also being an issue or coming about.
I've been working on getting my GED.
Oh, okay. Because I'm feeling, and I think you're going to, I don't think that's going to be the end of it. I think you're going to go another step with it.
It's an idea I'm kicking around.
Yeah, and it's connected to art, either writing or drawing or...
Probably with my writing.
Yeah, there's something there with education and art. So when I see writing being...
Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about my writing the past few days.
Yeah. Good use of talents. You are talented, huh?
Thank you.
And there is some travel coming up, too, within the 30 days there.
Yeah.
Above and beyond, so. And expansion. New experiences, too, like I'm meeting new people.
Possibly.
And seeing different things, or friends, or family, or it's like an expansion there.
Yeah.
And spiritually with you, too, there's going to be, I believe, a few more new experiences I'm hearing. New experiences spiritually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So stay connected to that. There's a female that's important to you now.
Pardon me?
An ally.
I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
There's a female that's important to you now or connected to you in some way.
In spirit?
Like an ally, a female friend.
Okay, this is in real life or is this through spirit?
In real life, I believe.
Okay, I'm pretty close to my future sister-in-law.
Oh, yeah. She's an ally. I keep hearing ally.
Yeah.
Okay, there's also a professional coming through and helping you somehow, I believe, too.
Oh, wow.
Government or teacher, doctor, lawyer type of professional. She's being helpful to you, connecting you in some different ways.
I'll definitely watch for that.
ways of the positive. Yeah, stay open to any type of a professional female, like a teacher, doctor, lawyer, counselor type thing going on there, connecting you or helping you somehow.
Okay, that does sound close to home with me. Jenna's in, she has a physical therapist coming in a couple times a week.
Oh. And there's a connection there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That and your sister-in-law, too.
Yeah, you know, we work with the same agency for her daughter as well.
Oh, okay.
That's good. So you're hitting dead on as usual with me.
That's good. And I believe between now and the end of July, she's going to be helpful and significant, too. Or prominent for some reason.
Okay.
Be open to her.
Definitely.
Be open and connected to her. And you're blessed, Ron. You're being blessed from spirit.
Oh, I believe that.
You are. You have a lot of spirit watching over you, special spirit, I'm hearing.
Yeah,
spirit.
My mom and grandma, as you know, have always been pretty close to me, even in spirit.
Yeah, you do have a lot of special spirit watching over you. And things are, within 2 weeks, there will be a noticeable turnaround in things in your life. So.
Good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did I help you?
Oh, definitely. Thanks so much.
All right.
All right. Thanks again, Mike.
You take care. God bless. Mike.
You too.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, everybody. It's Michael Goger, Your Inner Thoughts. Spread that name. Spread that show around. I appreciate everybody stopping by and listening and enjoying the show. Please send your comments to BBS Radio. It's the best internet radio station in the world. They're a great group of people. And they like to hear what you want to hear. How you like another caller.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. This is Mary from Louisiana. Is there anything you can tell me?
Did you say Mary?
Yes, Mary.
Okay. Welcome to the show, Mary.
Thank you.
I was just going to put out the email for BBS, and then I'll go to your reading. How's that?
Thank you. That's fine.
Okay, Mary. You sound great tonight. I'm glad you got through.
I'm sorry. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. Let me get the, I'll get the email out, and then I'll go to your reading.
Okay.
Okay, send your comments to BBS, folks. It's contact@bloginservice.com. Tell them what you want to hear. Tell them what you'd like to hear and how you'd like to hear it and what you enjoy and what would make it better. And if you do have any AM or FM connections, AM, FM radio connections, satellite connections, send them our way. Tell them about BBS. Okay. Mary, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm glad you got through. Are you a regular listener, Mary?
Yes, I am.
Good. Good. You enjoy my show, or?
Yes, I enjoy your show.
Good. BBS has some wonderful shows here. Wonderful shows, and I recommend that everybody stop in and listen to them. Now, Mary, I feel, when I connected right to you, I felt good. I felt very up. I felt very positive. I feel like I'm about to become very busy. Now, I don't know if you're, do you have to move, or is there somebody moving in your world, or?
Yes, there's a friend who's moving to another town.
Okay. Feel like, okay, and it's a good friend, or you're exposed to it anyway?
Yes, I am.
Okay, because I feel I'm hearing moving. There's moving going on around you, and it probably is your friend. I feel as though it'll be good for them. If you see them, let them know that what I'm hearing, what I'm feeling. I feel like it's a positive thing, and it'll be a blessing to them, so... be happy about it. Now, it might be affecting you, though, where you feel like you're a little bit of a loneliness, or you're being parted somehow, or... But it's okay. It's a blessing all the way around, and it'll be good for them.
Yeah, it's good for them.
Yeah, it is. Boy, you, I can see, you know, you got a lot of stuff around you, but I'm having a hard time understanding what they're saying to me. Hang on for a second. Okay. I'm feeling like I completed something, like I accomplished something, and I feel a lot of pride or strength that goes with this. And I feel like it's going into a turning point in my life.
Okay.
Like a project or something special is ending and then another one is starting.
Hmm.
I don't know if this makes sense to you or not.
No, not at the moment.
Okay, I feel like I finished something or I completed something and I'm satisfied and going to decide to go right into another something other project or turning point. And it's connected to finishing something satisfactory. Let's see. Are you about to do anything at all? Anything special, like open a business or go to school? Or?
No, not really.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Mm-mm.
I'll pick up on people that are close to you now. So
no,
it could,
be my daughter finishing swimming lessons and about to start something else.
Hmm.
That's about the only thing that's going on right now.
Maybe if she was competing.
No, she's not competing.
No.
It's just regular swimming lessons.
All right. I'm getting others being very happy about it, too, and proud of me. And it's connected to good fortune, too.
Well, that's a good sign.
Yeah, good fortune. I feel like I'm going into a cycle in a part of my life where things are going to increase and start looking up for me, that's for sure, or get better anyway. And I'm also gaining insight and inner peace. Now, I don't know where you are spiritually or in the church or religion or if there's anything going on spiritually, there's going to be an increase and become more profound.
Okay.
So just remember me saying that. And I'm also getting some travel, too, possibility of travel. It might be like maybe even out of state or over water. I don't, you got any plans on traveling or going away? Or?
No, not at the moment. Not at the moment.
Interesting. Well, just remember me saying it.
Okay, I will.
And I'm also getting a hint of a new baby, too, believe it or not.
Be me.
They're showing me a new baby, so somewhere in your realm, friend, neighbor, relative, I feel like you may be hearing about it or bumping into maybe a new baby, somebody trying. Or
My niece just had a new baby about a week or so ago.
Oh, a week ago?
Yeah. She had a baby boy, maybe about 2 weeks ago.
If you've been exposed to it and connected?
Not yet. I haven't seen him yet.
Hmm.
I haven't seen him. The only thing I've seen were pictures of him when he was born. But I haven't really seen him yet. And I haven't held him yet.
Right. It could be. It could be, seeing that it was talked about. Now, let's see. Hang on for a second. A few more things and I'll let you go. Still feeling a journey of some kind. and by the water, travel over water, or just remember me saying it. It might come to you. I mean, 30 days is a long time. 2 weeks from now, you could be saying, oh, my God, that's what he meant.
Yeah. You've told me some things that have came true before, so.
Oh, I have?
Yeah.
Wow, I don't recognize you were interesting.
Yeah, you have before, and they came absolutely true.
Well, I am fairly accurate. The people that have been following me, I'm cranking a 98% accuracy, but I have been wrong, but I can't really think of too many times where I have been, but or half and half type thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, they are showing me water or traveling by it or over it, so keep that in mind. And I am getting a release from some negativity and baggage and some things that I'd rather not have in my life, and I feel like I'm able to let that go now.
Okay.
So I feel like by the end of July, you're going to the end of July, a little bit of a different person, even mentally and spiritually and emotionally. I feel like you did well on getting rid of some unhappiness maybe and some negativity that might have been in your life or something that you wanted to change and you were able to. So, and it's a turning point, Now, I'm also getting a visitor or somebody visiting you.
I have someone coming tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I feel like that's going to be pleasant and interesting and a happy thing. So enjoy that. I keep hearing the visitor. There'll be a visitor. Let me see. Well, that's about all I'm going to be able to get, I think, Mary. I think I'll leave you with that and wish you a good night unless you got a question or something else that I didn't hit on. Or
no, that's okay. I just want to get a general reading and see what you saw coming.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, Mike. You have a good night.
Thank you, and God bless. Tell your friends about us.
All right, I will. Thank you.
Okay,
God bless you too.
Okay, everybody, and I'll say goodnight to the rest of you, to the listening audience. Thank you for stopping in. And if you'd like to talk to me in private, my email is goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. Good night, everybody, and God bless. Take care.
Where's the microphone?
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.